It is a privilege to be occupied with the work of our Lord Jesus, work that he carried out in full obedience to the Father. As we consider the subject of evangelism and shepherding and the work that this involves, may the precious example of our Lord Jesus stir our hearts. It was noted yesterday that the Lord Jesus was not occupied with food, rest, getting out of the midday sun. Even in the hymn that we sang this morning, toil on, spent, be spent. And this is the example of the Lord Jesus to us. He was occupied with going out of his way to find that lost soul. Paul in 2 Timothy encourages us to be ready at all times, to give reason, to give proclamation, to give hope, to give a hope, an explanation for the hope that is within us. And this can be done both in reaching out in individual evangelism to the unbeliever. It can also be done in reaching in the shepherd care that is so necessary in the body of believers. The need for restoration, perhaps, or refreshment. At one of the prayer meetings leading up to the conference, ministry was given on the need for refreshment. It was very encouraging to see this as leading up to shepherd care. The Lord Jesus, as we saw in John 3, verse 34, spoke the words of God, and as Peter would say, with gentleness and reverence. The effect of speaking his words is that the lost will hear it as being his words and be convicted, and that the sheep, in reaching in to the believer in need of restoration, will recognize the true shepherd's voice. The Lord was dependent upon his communion with the Father. It was his practice to pray. Even after a long day of working with the people, of preaching, of teaching, of healing, he would send the disciples on his way and go to the mountainside to do what? To pray. To pray all night. And so this is his example to us. Is it our habit to read and pray daily? Young people, is this a pattern in your life? The Lord Jesus, as we look further into this morning, we will see him as the Good Shepherd. He came to the fold of Israel as the God-appointed true shepherd in the God-appointed way. He came according to the prophecies that we would see in Scripture, and he came not of his own self-will, of his own desire for making a name for himself, but rather he sought to do the will of him who sent him in all things. The Lord Jesus calls the sheep out of the fold of Judaism, and by faith they respond, and he brings them to himself. He calls the lost out of this world too. The harvest is ready. Are you ready to work? The Lord also cares for the flock, and we see this in him being the door. The sheep go in and find salvation, and he leads them out to find pasture and nourishment and refreshment for their soul. This is the work of the Lord Jesus, and what a privilege it is for us to examine these aspects of his work, and that our attitude might be the same as what he had as he walked in this world, to be a humble servant for the benefit, for the edification of those around him, for souls who are lost to lead them, for souls in need of encouragement to bring refreshment. May these words encourage us as we consider the Lord and what he has done, and may he be the example for all of us each day that we would find ourselves in this scene. And we would just ask the Lord's blessing on the words that go forth. And as was mentioned to me in leading up to this, that our comments would be short and to the point. Thank you.